The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The Push is something on Netflix. It was created by a psychologist who is also a magician in England, and he does social experiments. And this is a one episode. It's not a series. It's just one episode. It's called The Push on Netflix. And it's a documentary, kind of. It's a cross between a documentary and a reality show. Yeah. It's an uncomfortable mix. But what he's doing is, can we convince somebody, the average person, to murder in 90 minutes? And they start the episode with a phone call into a restaurant where a woman is sitting with a baby stroller and a baby, and somebody from the restaurant just picks up and they say, "Hey, is this so-and-so's restaurant?" "Yes." "Do you see a woman with a baby carriage?" "Yes." "We're the police. That baby is not hers. We need you to distract her, get the baby, tell her that somebody's waiting for her on the phone, put the phone away, grab the baby carriage, push it out of the restaurant, meet me at the corner." Okay, so they convince somebody to steal someone's baby just because
she's a known child abductor, but she wasn't.
Mm-hmm. And you're only taking the word of a stranger on the phone that he is the police. Okay, it's fascinating. So then they say, "All right, but what we're going to try to do is a lot harder." And I think they have 90 actors and 90 minutes. Everybody's in on it except this one person. They do it to four different people, you find out. And the idea is, can we create a social situation just through social pressure to get these people to actually push a stranger off the top of a building in 90 minutes and kill them? It is unbelievable. One of the most shocking things I've ever seen.
Can we give some classroom guidelines here, Glenn?
Yes.
Okay, so we gave you homework yesterday to watch the show.
Yes.
If you didn't do your homework, that's going to be a problem. However,
it won't, because it'll make you want to watch this even more.
Yeah, that's true. But if you are on the phone and you're calling in, we don't want to give away the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about what happened in it.
Yeah, but we don't want to say, did anybody push or not push?
Right.
We don't want to. Don't give that away. Don't give that away.
The rest of it, I think, is generally speaking fair game. If you if you're going to watch it tonight, you might want to think about. We're going to try to be as careful as we can, but
yeah,
like,
we're
we can't
not going to. As long as we don't. It's fascinating, even if you know all the way along, because the way they pulled this off is really remarkable. And you're asking yourself the whole question: would I do that? Would I do that? Because it starts small.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it still?
Absolutely not. No.
How far along would you go?
I mean, the first one is funny for me because it's a vegetarian and that's what they do. They put real meat hot dogs and then they put flags that say they're vegetarian in them because they don't have the vegetarian hot dogs. Even that I wouldn't do but that's just a weird one for me.
Yeah.
I think in a normal situation, people would do that.
Right. This whole situation is somebody is trying to help out this massive charity, well-known, everybody who's anybody is involved, and they're helping out the main person. And their boss is the one who hooked them up into this. And so the first thing is they're in the kitchen and like, "Geez, man, the vegetarian meat didn't show up. These are just real hot dogs. Just put the vegetarian signs on this." That's the first compliance. And it's breaking down your will and getting you to comply little pieces at a time to build to 90 minutes. You're going to kill somebody because we're asking you to do it. And it's amazing.
I'm very interested to see where people feel that they might bail out of it, and were they disturbed by this show?
So I think the best of me stops at the vegetarian, because I think that can make people sick. You know, you're a vegetarian and you might have health reasons for doing that.
Right.
I hope the best of me says I stop there.
Mm-hmm.
The worst of me says I stop somewhere between giving the speech.
Right.
Hopefully I don't give the speech and moving the body to the stairwell. I don't think I get to the stairwell.
I think I could get to the point where I put him in a box. Outside of that, I don't think I could go any further.
This is an amazing thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we go to Jeff in Chicago. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning.
What were your thoughts?
Glenn. Well, two pieces to this, Glenn. First of all, the show is incredibly disturbing. I found myself watching this and thinking in my head, I wouldn't do that. But then when you replay and you think the situation the gentleman's been put in balancing this overall good of this charitable, massive charitable donation to, you know, can I just do this to get to the overall good? And what I found myself wondering is, which percentages do these folks fall in about attending church, right?
From yesterday.
What's the constant moral north that was guiding these individuals, right? Because that's the ultimate balance here. And I'll throw this at you because I don't have the perfect tinfoil hat that you do, but I'm trying. a second show that I'll turn you on to that I would suggest you overlay with The Push, Carrie Byron, formerly of Mythbusters. The three of them started a show on Netflix entitled White Rabbit Project. Now, it's a series, but you only need to watch the first episode. In this first episode, they try to replicate superpowers, and they find a gentleman who successfully took a living cockroach and turned it into a cyborg that she could control with her telephone. Tell this live cockroach when to walk left, when to walk right. The ultimate conclusion of it was the scientist who did this was able to put electrodes on his arm, bridge them via wire to electrodes on her arm, and he could move her arm for her whether she wanted to or not.
What? But it was all fake?
It was all real.
All right.
Now I've got another show to watch.
Don't add any shows to the word. You can't assign the teacher homework. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey.
My wife and I watched the show last night, and I was initially really disturbed and was thinking I would never do this stuff, especially once it got to putting the body in the crate. That was where I was like, I definitely wouldn't do that. I've always prided myself as being a critical thinker and being willing to stand up and challenge things.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about my story. As a teenager, I was a hardcore Republican. I moved into libertarianism and then Christian anarchism, which is a whole nother thing.
That is a whole nother thing.
And you can't assign me homework on that. All right.
Tolstoy is a Christian anarchist. Anyway, I still consider myself that, but as I moved into that, I realized I was kind of more aligned with folks on the left. And I still occasionally would push back, but over the last probably 2014 to 2016, I was very much, I would even consider myself, I'd gotten to the point of being a social justice warrior. And sometime in 2016, I finally realized that I'm not thinking for myself anymore. And so watching this, I was like, this same sort of thing has happened to me in different ways.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would kill someone.
Yeah, I will tell you, and I don't want to tell how people, you know, what they did at the end, but I thought it was really interesting, the interviews with those subjects afterwards. Who talked and said, I have to rethink everything in my life. I
don't think that's where you would land.
It would. And if you take this and you really watch this and you look at it as a science experiment, and you also have, if you've ever read Ordinary Men, which is a real deep scholarly look at how the Nazis turned the really good men, who were police officers, into brutal killers. It's the same story. It's exactly the same story. And so you kind of wonder, geez, would I do that or not? Let me go to Cliff in West Virginia. Hello, Cliff. Let me go to Kim in North Carolina. Kim, are you there?
What? Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I saw it last night, and it was disturbing, honest and true. I started watching it, and like you said earlier, I kept asking myself, would I do that? Would I go this far? And I really don't think I would have gotten any further. Once they took him out of the crate and put him at the stairwell, that's when I would have said, sorry, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Can't do this.
Did you feel like it was morally okay for them to make that show? I'm very conflicted on that question.
I think it is because it will open people's eyes to realizing that we aren't as we're not as strong as we think we are.
Yeah, exactly.
We're a lot more vulnerable than we think we are,
yeah.
than we'd like to be.
When you said you found it disturbing, I found it the same way, but it's different than like a horror movie that you're like, okay, right. Saw, that was disturbing. there's no redeeming value in it. This was disturbing because, in a good way, because it made me examine me. It put me into a very uncomfortable situation going, geez, I don't know. Would I do that? Would you agree with that, Kim?
All through the show. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kept asking myself all through that. Would I do that? What would I do if I was that guy? You know, how far would I have gotten? And I mean, he kept saying no, no. And then he'd eventually do it. And I'm like, why are you doing that? You know, it's uncomfortable. You know, it's wrong. Why are you doing that? But at the same point, I'm sure all of us have our limits.
It's really,
you know.
Yeah. Kim, thank you for your call. It really is interesting because it's not just the social pressure. I mean, the social pressure really comes in towards the end, but it's not just the social pressure. It is the pressure of ends justify the means.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a good, and if I don't do this, it won't be good.
It's too important.
It's too important.
I have to do this. I know I'm bending my principles, but this time it's too important. Quickly, just to review, we're talking about The Push. It's a Netflix show. If you haven't seen it, moderate spoilers are sort of applying here. We're not giving away the ending or anything like that. But
you'll still enjoy it even if you...
Yes, absolutely.
The idea is, would you kill somebody? In 90 minutes, can they take average people and in 90 minutes later, they've become a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah. And it's interesting to hear every caller has said the same thing. They'll go a little bit down this road, but I know I would have stopped here. I know I would have stopped here. What I found interesting about it was, you know, I guess people, we are really more vulnerable than we thought. And I find that to be interesting because aren't the same people who were in this situation on the show likely would have sounded just like the callers and us. Who would say we would have stopped at this point.
Yeah.
But also kind of judging others and saying like, hey, you know, we are more vulnerable. And that's the underlying, I think, message here. There is an underlying message of the show, which is really informative for everything that you do in your life, which is you really need to have these decisions made before you get to a stressful point. Because when you get into the stressful moment, human beings will follow the path of least resistance way too often. You better have principles that stop you
each time. And the answer would be every single time with these four people, and it may be this in the end, that all four said, no, I won't kill. All four may have said, I will kill. But if you would have asked them at the beginning of the night, hey, will you murder this person? No way.
No way.
No way. They would have laughed. They would have walked away. No way. It's just that they had made compromises, starting as small as putting a flag in a vegetarian, in a non-vegetarian dish that said vegetarian. It's the small little compromises all the way. And that's the thing you read if you read Ordinary Men. It didn't happen. They didn't just all say, okay, I'm a good cop now, to I can just shoot children in the head in the middle of the woods and put them in a big burial mound. It didn't go that way. It was small little things that they needed to get them to violate one at a time. And we're in this together. Isn't it amazing how influenced we are by others and how we all, like at the very beginning of the show on Netflix, The Push, they select people or they disqualify people that could, you know, be part of this experiment by just getting them to go into a room with three actors. Nobody knows they're actors. And they go in with these actors and they're just filling out an application for something. Nobody's talking. They're just all working and they're standing by these chairs. When the bell rings, the three actors sit down. Then does the person who they're trying to figure out can be on the show, will he sit down or not? And then when the bell rings twice, they stand up. Bell rings, sit down, stand up, sit down. It's amazing how many people do that. And are we doing that now on social media? Are we just hearing the bell ring and we see a story, we see a reaction, we hear a bell ring and we go to social media and we react the way the crowd is reacting?
Glenn Beck. Mercury.